talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon. It's a Getaway Friday, August the 9th, 2019. 8-9-19. Charlie Evers and Brandy Downs along today for the Exchange Club here, a weekly wrap-up of current events here on WWGH Radio. What are you going to do this weekend, Charlie?
Nothing.
I'm going to go see if I can find a place to construct a burial ground where I don't have to be buried next to anybody.
Oh, that'd be good.
I've heard that that's catching here in town. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, my.
Who wants to be buried next to people?
I don't know.
I want to be buried alone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That way it's a privacy for the people who want to come
Just
visit.
Just think of all the hundreds of people that have been buried already, and their relatives are all gone, and they're just...
I just hope that dear man is not doesn't get back to him that, you know.
Yeah.
Because he probably wants to be buried next to people.
It's hard. I'm sure somebody knows exactly what's all that's all about.
So what are you going to do this weekend, Brandy?
Just normal stuff. Be with my family and...
Exciting.
Yep.
Let's kick off the show. Now, normally, we've skipped over these topics many times because we did so many of them. They're constant. But it came to Ohio this week, so you certainly cannot avoid it. The mass shootings continued, 250th mass shooting of the year. 249 was on Saturday in El Paso, Texas, and then came to Dayton, Ohio. I think it's the first real mass shooting in this recent spree of this going on in recent years. The one in Dayton was particularly awful. 9 people dead, 27 injured, because it happened in 32 seconds. 32 seconds from the time it started till the time it ended, 9 people dead, 27 injured, and one of the people killed was the sister of the boy doing the shooting. So that's particularly awful. Now, what we know since then is that President Trump has visited both areas, and it looks like he's going to push for background checks. Eleanor Cliff told me yesterday, 50-50 chance that he's going to do this. The Senate probably does not want to do it. The Congress definitely does want to do it. Can the president persuade people in the Senate to vote for this? Probably. But irregardless, here we are again. 2 more people dead all over the place. And it's just what it is. So, Charlie, what'd you make of it?
Well, the first thing I noticed was that the press conference that the mayor of Dayton had, there was a politician that was in and out of the picture constantly.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been there several times since, eating up that publicity.
I'm not sure why he was there either.
Me neither.
I'm not sure why. This is the state, but I don't know why he was there. I don't get that.
I'm sure Brandy knows.
Yeah, she's in that party.
Oh, yeah, I know every Democrat in Ohio.
Well, why was he there?
I think
there?
He was asked to be there.
Was he?
That's my understanding.
Oh, okay. By the mayor?
I think so.
Okay.
But he got his share of TV.
Well, he did. He was on constantly, and I'm not sure why. I mean, we have other people from Ohio. Governor DeWine was shouted down when he got up to speak. Do something, is what they were shouting at him. Well, you know what? Is this going to be the point? That's what we always say after these. Is this going to be the time that something's going to be done? Is something going to happen? The president has said something's going to happen. Maybe. You know, it's a Republican president. I don't know. Apparently, he's been warned, I understand, by the NRA that if you do this, it's going to hurt you. Do you think it would, Charlie?
Do you think they would take campaign money away?
Oh, I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would.
Does he need their campaign money?
You know, I can never figure that out because they donate to both Republicans and Democrats, and people say, well, they'll just get the money someplace else, but they don't. They never do. They keep taking it. Mitt Romney, we found out this week, who's a more middle-of-the-line Republican. I mean, he criticizes Trump on a lot of things. We learned that he's one of the biggest takers of NRA money.
Really?
Yeah, go figure. You know, these mild-mannered politicians, and it's Democrats, too, so we're not going to demonize the Republicans. That's just the big name that I heard. A lot of the Democrats have taken NRA money, one of them being Joe Biden throughout his career. So there you go.
So what is the NRA all about? It's all about guns, I know.
National Rifle Association. It's a lobbying group that tries to keep laws away from guns.
To make sure...
Preserve the Second Amendment. Yeah. But see, here's the problem. People think that background checks are in place, that that's a law, and it's not. There is a loophole in that. You can go to a flea market anywhere, in any state, I still believe, and pick up a gun today, and you don't have to pass a background check, you don't have to do anything, and that's perfectly legal.
At dealers or flea markets or what?
If you're a dealer and you go to a flea market.
It's a private sale.
Okay.
The public sales there are.
But I think a dealer can sell at a flea market.
Yeah, but I don't know if a dealer at a flea market can. I think if they're selling under their business name, they still
have to follow
the same regulations. But if they're selling it as a private seller, then it's a whole different ballgame, and then the loophole applies.
But they're selling the guns that fire off quickly. They're selling the AKs, ARs. It's not like they're all selling shotguns at flea markets. Or pistols or handguns, you know, they're selling the guns that can do a lot of damage in 32 seconds.
It'd be interesting. I've been to, I don't know if it's open now or not, down there in 229 east of Waldo, the shooting range. And that's an interesting thing to attend. I once took my gun and shot a whole bunch of shells.
Well, I don't think that... guns are necessarily the problem here. I think that what the problem is guns that can do a lot of damage and no protection against people who possibly should not have these guns.
Yeah, and you heard all these high-powered rifles. I mean, many of the guys. Really, there are a lot of good gun collectors. I mean, they're in love with their guns. And they have no intention of harming anyone.
Law-abiding citizens,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
The majority of people are law-abiding citizens. But the problem is that they're getting into the hands of people who are not right, obviously, people who would even take the risk. I've not seen the fact sheet that I don't think he intentionally shot his sister. I just think he started spraying bullets into a crowd that she was in, and it ended up killing her. But somebody who would do that is not screwed together correctly and probably shouldn't have a weapon like that. But you know what that particular thing did for me? 32 seconds. That's interesting because there's always this thought that we should have more guns because then if we have more guns, somebody could stop the person if they pull it out. Well, 32 seconds, how quick are you going to react? I think that's about as quick as you're going to get it done. And still 9 dead and 27 injured. So is that really a logical thing to say that because a lot of people have guns are going to stop the person?
Yeah. Don't we already have more guns than people in the United States? So if that were the case, wouldn't we be the safest country on the planet?
You'd think so.
Well, but I'm just saying, the time frame on that, I've never heard the time frame so closely married to the story. 32 seconds, I mean, more people were killed and injured than seconds from the time the firing started till the time the person was killed. How could you react any faster than 32 seconds?
Well, yes, and not everybody is a marksman that could defend themselves with a gun.
Right.
Right.
In fact, in a situation like that, you would tend to be too excited and too nervous to even point your gun.
Right.
Well, what is wrong, and how long is it going to take you to identify who's shooting the gun? If you hear the things going off in a crowd, it's going to take you a second to look and, okay, who's doing that, while you're trying to get out of the way yourself.
And hit them without hitting any other bystanders that are in the way, because, I mean, the truth is that any given good guy or girl with a gun can really only react. We don't necessarily know going in. Not everybody comes in dressed in body armor with, you know, guns slung over their back. I mean, sometimes they have them in backpacks and they retrieve them quickly and start shooting or whatever. So you can only save so many people. You can't save everyone in that situation unless that person is a really, you know, really bad shot. Because generally they're spraying, right? So, yeah. I mean, the key has to be prevention. It can't be coming to it after the fact. Otherwise, people still die.
But do you think they thought that he was going to do that because of the way he was dressed and that he had this with him? Because I would have to think, what I understand is that the sister and the sister's boyfriend rode over with him. They had to know how he was dressed. They had to know that he had that with him.
I think what I read is that he went back to the car after they had exited. He went back to the car, and that's when
he got the equipment.
You know, you have to think about that family in Dayton. You know, 2 hours from here, not only has your son killed people and is killed, because he's killing people, but one of the people he kills is your daughter. So not only do you have the grief of your son being dead and doing an atrocity, a mass atrocity, now you've got your daughter's funeral too, because your son shot her. I mean, that family has to be horrified. How do you ever come back from something like that?
Yeah, you don't.
No, you don't. And I don't know. So do we get something done, finally, is the question. Do we get national background checks put into place where there's a cooling-off period, and we're going to see if you've been to the mental hospital? Do we ever do that?
But the problem is, most of these shooters have not been to the mental hospital. That's not really the issue.
Okay,
so
maybe I mean, do we have a winner? Yeah. What's the name?
Brittany Garneau.
All right, Brittany.
The last one.
What do we got here? Zumbezi Bay. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Have fun.
But,
I mean, there are typically red flags, but being in the mental hospital is not one of them.
Well, the mother in El Paso said she tried to turn her son in. And now, the police are saying we don't have that on record and so on and so forth. Yeah. But did she? I don't know. This kid in Dayton, now they're saying, had a lot of weird behavior beforehand. Now, he might not have been to the mental hospital, but, you know, I think, you know, when you go apply for a job, a lot of times you got to put down 3 references. Well, maybe we need some references. Is this person stable?
Well, I mean, in the case of the El Paso shooter, though, you get, you know, if you get somebody that has a clear agenda, they're usually not in that agenda alone, and it would be easy for him to get 3 references from other people who shared that ideology.
Yeah, but then why do we put down job references? Are you going to put down somebody who doesn't like you? I mean, it all seems kind of fictitious and stupid and hyperbolic.
But with job references, they usually require you to have, you know, a personal reference, a professional reference.
Well, that's what you'd have to do here.
There are different categories.
You would have to pick somebody, like you'd have to pick your mother. Now, your mother's not going to lie. Okay, you got to go down to your mother. And you'd have to put down a job reference.
You don't think that there are mothers out there who would refuse to see the warning signs of their child who is violent? Because I do.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
I definitely think those mothers are out there.
You know what? I don't believe that, because I know mothers who are, just because they're your son or daughter, they don't, they're very worried about alcohol with them. They're very worried about texting with them, and the speeches come. If a cell phone dealer could call you and you thought your son or daughter would be somebody who would be texting while driving, and you could put the brakes on it, by just saying, no, I don't think you should sell it to him? You don't think a mother would do that?
I think they would. There are mothers who would do that, but there are also mothers who ignore all of that kind of stuff. Not every mother is a good mother. Not every mother is an attentive mother.
Well, but see, that's why you also have the job reference, and then you also have the personal. And
but you don't can you tell think that it could be defeated in court to say that you're discriminating against people who aren't employed?
If it's a constitutional right
to bear arms, and then you tell people you can only get a gun if you have a professional reference. That means you have to have had a job. There are 18-year-olds who maybe haven't had a job, who have no professional references, who then wouldn't be able to buy a gun. And I think in a court case, they would win.
Well, puts on somebody else. I don't really care. All I'm saying is, you know, the old standard, which I don't even know if it's a standard anymore. The First Amendment, which I think knocks out the Second Amendment, says that you have the freedom of speech. But you can't threaten to kill somebody. You can't threaten to harm somebody. That's called assault. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater because people might get injured. Well, the whole point of stopping this is because people might get injured. Why would that be defeated in a court case? None of that is.
No, I'm just saying specifically tying it to employment. I don't think necessarily that having to have references would be defeated in court. But to specifically tie it to employment or, you know, something like that. Like if you, I mean, there are all kinds of cases.
It has to be somebody like where you said doesn't happen. It can't be just your friends. You've got to have mandatory people here. That well, you'd have to say, listen, well, you're going to have to go get a job to buy ammunition. So go get a job and then tell me who your employer is. And if they think you're steady, along with your mother and your personal reference, then we'll sell you this gun.
I don't think that would hold up.
I don't know. The big thing, too, you claim somebody is mentally ill, you should take their guns away. Can you imagine that going through the courts? It would take a year or two.
Well, it'd be hard to take them away now. You'd have to put something in place that would be from now on.
Well, there was something in place, and Donald Trump removed it. So, and now he's, you know, he's going to come back and say, well, now we're going to take care of this. But there already was something in place, and he took that away.
But George W. Bush took something out of place that Bill Clinton put in place, too, when it came to background
checks.
But
then did he put it back and say, look, I'm the hero?
No, George W. Bush didn't. Obama put it.
This is what I'm saying. It gets ridiculous at some point. You know, he said we were going to get something done the last time when he met with the Parkland kids. And he did ban bump stocks, which I fully support. And I will give him all the credit in the world on that. He took his sweet time getting it done, but he did get it done. But he said when the Parkland shooting happened and he met with all those kids that things were going to get done. And then the NRA came in and they changed his mind. And he already said in the press conference this morning that the NRA was going to be a part of these talks. So I want him to be truthful about this. I want this to happen. I want Donald Trump to have his moment where he comes out and does the right thing. But I don't have a lot of faith that that's going to happen considering the track record on this.
But here's my problem with this, Charlie. One of the big problems I had with this is Saturday we have the horrible shooting in El Paso in Walmart, and it's wall-to-wall coverage. And then Sunday we have the horrible shooting in Dayton, and it's wall-to-wall coverage. And then somewhere around Tuesday it became a Donald Trump story. It became, well, they're protesters here in Dayton. Well, not everybody in the hospital likes him. Well, the mayor of Dayton is saying nasty things. How this story became a Donald Trump story in 2 days was the real tragedy of it all. You've got 9 people dead in Dayton, Ohio. You've got a family totally crushed. You've got 27 people in the hospital. You've got people who were putting their life in the line to try to save lives. And I really don't care if the mayor of Dayton, Ohio doesn't like Donald Trump. I really don't care. This is not the time to protest. I didn't understand. And you have the right to protest. You go ahead and protest all you want. That's fine. But 2 days after these people were mowed down, that's what the president is supposed to do. He's supposed to go to those places. And if he didn't go, they would have criticized him for that.
Well, you bet.
But the point is that he's the person in charge of getting this done right. Him, Mitch McConnell, the House has already done their part. They've already passed a bill on this very issue. They passed it all the way back in February, and Mitch McConnell refused to let the Senate vote on it. Those are just facts. So,
well, that's Mitch McConnell.
Okay, what was the bill they rejected? He rejected.
It's about comprehensive background checks. And,
But you know what, Mitch McConnell, and I'm not defending Mitch McConnell by any stretch of the imagination here, but you know, these Republican senators are not babies. They can vote how they want. Just because Mitch McConnell tells them
don't. He has to bring it up for a vote. He's the head of the Senate.
But they could force him.
Bring it up.
They could force him.
Okay, and they don't. So.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's
well,
my point.
Well, this is what I'm saying is that the people who are in charge, the reason there are protests is because we've seen this happen for years and years and years. Isn't the first time.
But there were
people out at every mass shooting protesting and begging their legislators to get stuff done all the way up to and including Barack Obama.
I'm for that, but I don't think what they were protesting, from what I understood, or at least what it was made out to be, they weren't protesting the fact that people were killed. They weren't protesting, hey, my politician needs to do something. They were protesting Donald Trump, or at least that's what the deal was. I mean, you just said yourself, Mitch McConnell's to blame here. Politicians in Ohio are to blame here.
Yes, absolutely.
So why was that made out to be, we don't want Donald Trump here? He's the new guy in this story.
Let me tell you, he's not. He's been the president
three
for
years.
Yes. That's not a new guy.
Well, he's newer than the mayor of Dayton. He's newer than the governor of Ohio. He's newer than...
Okay, but he's the president of the United States.
He certainly is.
Okay. And there was one particular shooter whose rhetoric was tied directly to things that we've heard come out of the president's mouth. And I spoke, this is a true story, I got an oil change on Tuesday, and there was a man there who struck up conversation with me, and after all the normal polite stuff about our kids, he brought up the shootings. I did not want to talk about it. I avoid politics with complete strangers, but he brought it up, and he said, look, I am a Donald Trump supporter. I love Donald Trump. I think he's doing great things for this country, but he needs to shut the HE double hockey sticks up because he is causing some of the divisiveness that is radicalizing these young white men. He said it himself, and he's a Trump supporter. They're out there. They can see what is happening. And look, I'm not blaming Donald Trump for these shootings, okay? These shootings were happening before he was president, and if we don't do something soon, they'll continue to happen after he's no longer president. However, there's a difference between coming out and uniting the country and saying the right things and helping the country to heal, getting stuff done, and then turning around and shouting out the very same things that some of these young men who are doing these shootings are shouting as they kill people. I mean, you just can't do that. It's divisive and it's causing hatred in this country that is going to boil over in some people. That's just the way it is.
Charlie, what do you think?
I don't know.
Do you think that was the time and place to protest Donald Trump?
Well, I would like to see a list of things that you know, like, do something. I would like to see a list of 1 to 30 of things you could do, and then see if they could pick out what they need to do.
Well, that's one of the...
We have all kinds of stuff. I have a good friend who used to work at a gun store, and he supports the Second Amendment. He supports the American right to bear arms, but he has a very good list of the things that we can and should do based on his experience selling guns to people and the things that happen. He sold guns at Dunham's, not this one, but a Dunham's. And one of the things that he said that Dunham's does right is that if somebody comes in and they get a background check and for some reason the FBI doesn't respond or they don't get it back in the time limit that Dunham sets for their customers, then Dunham's rule was that you shouldn't sell them the gun. But not every gun company has that rule. And so that's one of the things. He also supports liability insurance for gun owners, which I would also support. I think that's a good cause. But he has a whole list. I don't know them all off the top of my head. It's excellent. I'll be happy to share it with you, Charlie.
Well, you know, I guess we hope that something's done. But all I know is after these shootings, what I always hear is, oh, look at their Facebook posts. Oh, look at their social media. Oh, look at the writings they had in their room. Oh, look, in high school, they were planning. The Dayton guy, didn't one of his friends say in high school he was planning killings of people? Mm-hmm. Now, that's why you need references. That's why somebody needs to speak out. Why didn't those people go to the police department?
Well, the story is that they did go
they
to
did
authorities
go.
Of various sorts, school authorities, and I don't know if they went to the actual police, but I know they have come out and said they went to the authorities, and their pleas went ignored.
Which is why there has to be some kind of background process that isn't just a background check, because there are people who haven't committed crimes who go out and do these and buy guns and then go out to do these things. So you're going to have to come up with something in there creative to find out if they're a little off mentally. Period. I mean, we give psychological tests for a lot of things less important.
But there, here's the thing, though, with tying it to mental health, is that when you say that somebody is unhinged or that they're clearly not mentally well, the key is, do they have something that is diagnosable? Because if they don't, they're going to go to any given psychologist. And, you know, racism, hatred, bigotry, those aren't psychological disorders. You're not going to get a hit on mental wellness when somebody comes in and is just a virulent racist.
Right, but the Dayton one, I don't think they do have the reason why he did it yet.
Which is one of the issues with when we, like, I understand why it's necessary to, you know, use force against these shooters, absolutely. But it is frustrating that so many of them are killed, because then we don't really ever have the answers. And sometimes even when they're not killed, we don't have the answers.
Well, you know what? I do know that a lot of people feel very down in life. They feel picked on. They feel bullied. They feel down. You know, this isn't the prom queen. This isn't the star of quarterback of the football team. How many of those people are out doing this? And why is it more men than women? When's the last time have you heard of a mass shooting with a woman?
Well, they do happen, but they're much rarer. But I think part of that is the way that we socialize boys versus girls, because we do tend to excuse violence in young men and boys. You know, it's always boys will be boys, whereas girls, we socialize to be, you know, nitpicky behind people's backs or to be catty, sort of thing. It's a different kind of dynamic in how we express our anger, our upset, our hatred.
And a lot of those expressions are made on the internet.
And it's because, you know, nobody wants internet censorship, but it's going to come one day because of things like this. You cannot bully people. You cannot make threats. You cannot say things like that. It's far more hurtful than I think it was when you said it to a classroom. If you said it to a classroom of people, well, maybe 20 people laughed and heard it, but that was it. You can now post it on the internet, and thousands of people will see it, and it's awful. And then they comment, and you can read it, and it's there forever. It's a horrible
thing.
And
some of those comments are made by people who are absolutely ignorant.
Dummies.
They have no intelligence whatsoever.
Zero.
And make terrible statements.
And they don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
They're absolute fools. But yet, they can do it because there's no censorship on the internet.
And they can incite somebody else.
They certainly can.
And there is, I do think that social media is clearly playing a part in radicalizing these people and, you know, making them believe that this is the path at which they want to go out, you know? Every single time there's one of these shootings, there are people on the internet who come back on and say, bravo, job well done, way to go get him.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting,
sure.
But it does happen. And They're still there,
and
every single shooting.
All day long if they want to make statements like that.
Well, every time there's a mass shooting, what goes right along with it? The gun sales go up. I don't know why. I don't know. It's very strange, but that's what it is, and, you know, that's certainly not a flowery story, but it is what it is, and we'll see what happens. But right now, President Trump is going to have some kind of talks. Now, yeah, the NRA is going to be there, but he's promised what he's promised, and the Congress wants to do what they want to do. So we'll see what happens.
When are these talks scheduled?
Soon. I don't think they've got a time on the books yet.
I don't know.
But anyway.
I honestly don't know.
We hope that it happens, and it's obviously not going to happen before the next thing because they happen at such a rapid rate.
Well, could happen again tonight.
Could happen again tonight. Well, that's exactly right. And that's the way it goes, unfortunately. Now, this is not going to be about the topic we talked about last week, but this is going to be more about the why? Because that's where we were going last week, and it didn't go anywhere. We were talking about the Bachelorette, and the whole, a culmination of this ridiculous show was that she picked a guy, and they were engaged, and then she found out he lied to her, so then she went on a date with the guy who she didn't pick. Okay, that's the story. Now, we talked about the ridiculousness of that last week, and why is that a story, and why do we talk about it on this show, and so on and so forth. Well, go to any grocery store or department store today, and you go by the checkout line, and you're going to see People Magazine, and it's going to be a big picture of her, and it's going to say, "Why I Won't Marry a Liar," and you've got the two guys' picture on People Magazine, not the Inquirer, not the Star, not Us Weekly, People Magazine, one of the few magazines still out there. Now, this is in a week when there are shootings. This is in a week when famous people have died. This, you can't put that on the cover. It's The Bachelorette. That's what's on the cover of People Magazine. And what is the fascination, Charlie, with this ridiculous life that people live?
I don't watch The Bachelorette or...
I've never seen either one, but you can't help but hear about them because of stuff like that.
I look at it as a kind of a gimmick to take advantage of the average viewer, feeding him something that only for their benefit. They can sell more. Well, I tell you what, the 90210 story the other night.
There were
so many commercials they could hardly... show the content of the program.
And what was 90210
money,
about?
Money rules.
What was 90210 about? It was about a bunch of people dating
sex.
Each other. Sex. Yeah. You got it.
Did you watch 90210?
Never have seen an episode.
Me either. I was too young for that.
My daughters saved every copy of
there
VHS.
There you go.
We got them a whole cabinet full of VHS.
90210.
Yeah, boy.
There you are. And see, that's it, because it was sex. It was high school sex. I think when kids were in high school.
Yeah, right.
Okay. High school sex. Now, of course, that was choreographed sex as opposed to The Bachelor, which is...
fictional sex, not choreographed. It wasn't actual.
They choreograph it.
But it wasn't actual sex.
Well, I think, not from what I understand. Didn't some of those people on that show...
But not on the show.
Oh, maybe not on the show. I don't know.
No, there are people watching. It's fictional.
But on The Bachelor, they've got real now. See, we don't care about fake sex anymore. We got to have real. We got to have simulated. It's the same thing.
We
it's
have
been going
plenty
on.
Of other shows that are 90210-esque now. I mean,
no,
just
but we need
so
the real version.
Well, we have the real version, but we also have the others. They come out all the time.
But they don't last as long.
The thing is,
I think they do. They've been out for more than
now
seven
these,
seasons.
These people are old now. Why does anybody want to see
two
that?
Two words, sex sells.
But no, now we want to see if they're still having sex with each other all these years later.
But look, I think 90210 has another aspect to why it came back. Because the 90210 generation is extremely nostalgic. Everything from our generation is brought back. Everything. Our clothing, our hairstyles, every cartoon that we watched.
Because it was the 90s.
So what does that have to do with it? Why don't they bring back other...
No, the 90s was unique because it was before cell phones. It was before internet. It had a unique... It was the last really television
cable... The 90s wasn't before the internet.
The 90s came in the late 90s.
No. I had the internet in 1994.
Listen, you would disagree with anything I said, but no, it was that old dial-up.
That is not true.
It was called the information highway.
No, it was the king... It was that thing. You know, it wasn't You've Got Mail. That was the internet in the 90s.
AOL. Yeah.
It was no thing like we have now.
Whatever happened
to
AOL?
Of course it's progressed.
It's still there.
Is it?
It's still there. But that's why the 90s are nostalgic, because it was goofy. It wasn't the 80s where everybody was weird. I mean, if you wore the 80s clothes now, they'd arrest you.
No, stuff in the 80s, all of the 80s and 90s stuff is coming back because
of our... Not the 80s music.
Yes, absolutely. They brought Rainbow Bright back. They brought...
Where's Rainbow Bright?
They have a new Rainbow Bright show on. I don't remember where exactly.
Let me mark my calendar for that one. When's that on?
The Care Bears came back. Everything from the 80s and 90s. My son, who is not even 16 yet, is obsessed with the 80s and 90s. And he didn't even live through them. I don't know why it comes back. Look at Stranger Things, right? It's set in the 80s. They brought that kind of culture back. All the hair, all the outfits, everything.
But the 90s is kind of like now, just slower. I mean, it is. I mean, it's kind of like now. Clothes and hairstyles. And who had the big hairstyle? What was her name? The girl from...
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, the girl from Friends.
My one daughter has waited months for this 90210.
The other day, because I'm friends with her on Facebook,
okay,
I saw her post about
really?
2 hours to go.
Yeah.
Can't wait
yeah.
for this. Oh, yeah. I saw the whole thing.
Well, hey, I think whatever people do to
did she
enjoy
it?
Themselves. Yeah. yeah.
She did?
Apparently.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I see. I don't know. I haven't heard the reviews.
But the
Not
star, the big star of the show is dead.
Well, yeah. What do you do
know,
when the star's dead?
Ohio.
Luke Perry's gone.
Oh, yeah.
So who's on the thing?
There's a couple of faces look really familiar. But the one girl...
I don't think Charlie was a faithful viewer.
Did you watch it, Charlie, the other
girl,
night?
The daughter of that movie producer.
Oh,
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling.
She doesn't look a day older than she did back when it...
Botox. Botox.
Yeah, must be.
Yep.
Not...
I mean, she looks identical.
Botox herself. She's
it's
had
not
a rough...
Just Botox.
She had a rough marriage.
Did she?
She's...
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. She had a rough
a
marriage.
A couple rough marriages.
Well...
I mean, she's certainly not the only one, especially in Hollywood. I mean,
I couldn't believe the
it's
one
par for the course.
The one scene of 90210 where this girl jumped on this guy.
I'll tell you what, of all the things people never thought they would hear on the radio is Charlie Evers talking about Beverly Hills 90210. That's a beautiful moment.
Oh, my.
You have seen an episode.
Yes.
Not all of it, but...
You saw the jumping part.
Yeah, I saw the jumping... Oh, my land. Well, that girl was wild.
Was this on the new show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me write this down. When's the show on?
I don't know.
You watched it, though.
Apparently, is it on every week now?
So they have, they're showing people getting together on this new show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I didn't realize it was that type of show.
Wow.
Did your daughter enjoy it? Because she was a viewer
of
the old one.
I haven't talked to her really since then.
You'll have to find
sure
out if
did.
It was good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those reboots don't work very well.
Even the original characters were all weren't there. And Shannon, what was her name?
Doherty.
Doherty.
Everybody
was.
Hated her. Well, I think that's why.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a story that people hated her?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
She was very
well, she
disliked.
She just went through cancer treatments. She may still be going. I don't know.
I didn't see it, but my wife said she made just a quick appearance.
Oh, so she did step in.
Apparently.
Well, God bless her. That's good that they all got back together. I don't know anything really about that show. Who was the Luke Perry, was he the star? Was he the star?
He was one
he
of
was
the
a
yeah.
star.
Yeah, but who was the female lead?
Shannon Doherty, Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling.
Yeah. Jenny Garth. Were they all back? Jenny Garth, is she back there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not that familiar with them.
You just saw the the jumping part.
Oh, my man.
Was there any lead up to it? Was there a storyline? Or was it just...
Scott is a little too interested in this, Charlie.
Well, I'm confused. I don't
understand. I don't think
you're each other for the first time in a long time.
Oh, it was like... Okay, it was like a reboot for them. I understand.
Yeah,
that's what they call relationships now. I learned that term recently. That when you have a relationship and then you're not together for a while and then you get back together, it's called a reboot.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
a reboot. That reminds me of back in the days of in the war when we had to have tires, new tread put on our tires.
Yeah, you boot those tires up.
Yep.
So these
quite a ways away from that particular reference.
So let me understand this. So the 90210 original version was about a bunch of high school kids getting together.
Mm-hmm.
And now 30 years later, they've separated for 30, and now they're getting together again.
It's probably
again.
Still about that. It's and probably that the adults come in and
they're
occasionally.
They're more openly and on sex, I think.
Oh, so now it's they really just taken
I mean,
the,
I didn't see a girl jump on a guy, in the original.
They've taken the chains off the tires now.
Oh,
now they're really going to dig into it. Oh, man, this show will be a hit. If they're doing
that. Is that a series?
I don't know.
I don't know anything
about it.
I don't know.
The only place I saw it was your daughter when she posted it. That's the way I knew about it. But God, if they're doing that, it'll give the Bachelorette a run for its money.
All of our VHS tapes, which are no good anymore.
Well, they might be now, because now this is back, and it's big.
If you can find a VHS player.
Well, believe me, you can get all those VHS tapes out at the Goodwill.
Oh,
there you go.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, was that show on a long time?
Was it on a long time? Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand reboots because I honestly cannot think of a show that I would want them to redo. I'm happy with the experience in the moment. I don't want to keep going back and messing it up.
But I have thought the Will and Grace reboot went well. I thought that was done well.
I didn't watch the reboot. I have seen episodes of the original, but I've never seen the reboot.
And I hear they're going to reboot Frasier, possibly. Now, that I would like to see. That would be good. Why not? If these kids on 90210 can get back together and jump on each other, then Frasier can do whatever he was doing.
Goodness.
Oh, boy.
We need a good psychiatrist now on television. We need Frasier back on television. Yeah. Okay, that's that for that story.
You know,
what an interesting thing.
I never watched TV that much of those series. Yeah. I don't know if I ever watched Frasier or any of those.
I think I've seen maybe one episode of Frasier.
Frasier was a good show.
I was interested in too many other things other than those series on TV.
Well, yeah, I think most people are. I think that's one of the few that I watched. I don't remember 90210 or anything like that. Did you have a show you couldn't miss, Brandy?
No, I think I watched Saved by the Bell when I was in like middle school, but I didn't. It wasn't like a religious thing, you know. There are plenty of them I haven't seen, but it wasn't until I had to go on 3 months of bed rest when I was pregnant with my twins that was the first time I actually sat down and watched an entire series of any program. And so I've seen every episode of Law and Order, the original, and every episode of ER, simply because that was pretty much all that was playing all day long, and I couldn't move off my couch.
I don't think I saw either one of those. They were popular shows, but I don't think I watched any of those. That Law and Order, I don't, you know, the theme song is about all I know.
Oh, I love that show.
Doo-doo.
And to this day, I watch more PBS, the science.
PBS is a good station. But there's a lot of good things on cable now that they're doing that are more reality-based than... what happened to fiction? Why can't we have phony shows anymore? Why does everything have to be reality?
We do have phony shows.
Not as many as we used to.
No, except I think they've moved to like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Fire and that kind of thing. Because, I don't keep up with cable TV. So maybe they're on there too. I don't know, but that's where I see series coming is Netflix and Hulu and that sort of stuff. People are watching the heck out of The Handmaid's Tale.
But are people watching?
Things,
see, that's what I don't understand. Now, see with the DVR. See, you didn't have that in the '90s. We're nostalgic for a time without DVR. When something was on, you had to watch it. Or you had to tape it, which was sometimes a production, because if your time was off or your tape was broken, you were in big trouble.
That is true.
So people had to watch it. So I'm not sure people are watching these things in as great a number as maybe they were in the 90s, because you don't really know. I think if you talk about something a lot, then it becomes a big thing.
No, I think Netflix and Hulu have numbers on how many. Like, you can't, with Nielsen ratings and things like that, it's all an approximation, because there's not a counter in every single house in America to see who's watching what. But Netflix and Hulu, because they're on the internet, they have counts of exactly how many people are watching and how often.
Yeah, but what are those numbers compared to what they were in the 90s when on Tuesday night you could watch a show like Frasier and it was getting 30 million viewers in that half-hour time frame? You know, that's why people.
I think it's a lot.
That's why people the next morning. You don't have people talking about shows the next morning. When's the last time you saw somebody saying, "Oh, did you see that episode of blah 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 last night? That was great."
We just talked about 90210 and the Bachelorette.
None of us saw it.
But they're on People Magazine. You said
not 90210. I
no,
said the
Bachelorette,
and none of us saw that either. So that's the point.
But we're. I think we are mostly aberrations. I don't think we sit around watching.
If this were the 90s, if this were the 90s, we would have all seen these shows.
But we didn't. We didn't watch 90210. I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld. Yeah. I didn't watch Friends in the 90s.
There's too many other things that we can do other than watch TV.
But not in the 90s. You couldn't do your smartphone in the 90s. You had to do something. It was talk to somebody or watch television or get on the phone, get on the landline. You know, you couldn't. Trouble.
Did a lot of phone talking.
Right
in
now,
the
90s. we're glued to our smartphones. We're glued to TV.
Right.
And don't anybody ever get out and broaden their horizons?
No.
You might say
that happened in the 90s. That's why we're all nostalgic for it.
Well,
but why aren't we nostalgic for I don't know the 1970s or the 60s or
because they
50s or 40s or whatever?
Because they were weird periods. The 70s. The 70s was
nothing
like
is weirder than 90s.
No, like you could, if you walked around with bell bottoms on today, people would say, "Ooh, that's different." And in the 80s, you know, like when people had the stonewash, "Oh, that's different." But
all
the
90s, that stuff is popular again.
Yeah, but what is 90s? Nothing. Yeah. There wasn't anything particular.
That's not true. Platform shoes and pleather and the Jennifer Aniston haircut and
Jennifer,
Spice Girls.
Can you believe Jennifer Aniston's like 50 now? She was like the end. She was the it girl for a long time. Married, what's his name?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, she was cute.
She was.
Why do I know these things?
See, you know, and that you'd have been a perfect
it
90s person.
It sinks into your brain. I don't even watch this
but
stuff.
Who did
and
she,
somehow,
who did she leave? Jennifer Aniston got left. Remember, because then she became
that
poor.
Was Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but who? But left her for somebody.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
Yeah, well, and everybody, and here Jennifer Aniston was supposed to be the perfect woman, the perfect looking woman, and yet even she, this is a lesson for life, gets left.
You know, I used to watch a New York television station that had Jennifer Lopez's sister on. She was a news person. And one time she said, "I'd like to take my sister and kick her in the butt."
Well, there's a lot of space there to do it with that particular person.
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe Dita Von Teese or somebody said that you can be the juiciest peach in the orchard, but you're still going to run into somebody who doesn't like peaches, right? So
who said that?
I think it was Dita Von Teese, maybe? I don't really know.
Do you know?
Oh, yeah. You used to live next door.
I used to live next door. Who the heck is Dita Von Teese?
Oh, boy. Is that on the show.
Is that a vampire?
No, she's not a vampire.
Sounds like a vampire.
She's a human being.
Von Teese.
No.
Who is it?
I'll show Charlie.
So tell us who it is.
No.
Why can't you tell us who it is?
I don't want
to. Who are you voting for?
I'm not telling you who I'm voting for.
God, you are so typed up on these things. Why can't you tell me who, whatever her name was? I already forgot.
I'll tell you after the show, and then you'll know.
Okay, you'll tell me why. But she said what again?
You can be the juiciest peach. I'm not going to get the quote exactly
you can
right.
Be the juiciest
you can be the juiciest peach on the tree or something like
tree.
That, but you're still going to find people who don't like peaches.
So this means that Brad Pitt that got tired of Jennifer Aniston's peaches?
Yes. That's that's exactly what I was going for.
That was a little borderline. All right.
Hey, you said it. I was trying to give a nice analogy.
Bystander.
Yeah, and Scott goes, he didn't like her peaches.
Well, that's what you said.
No, I did not say anything about her peaches.
All right,
you
Dita
did.
Von Teese
but
said
next
that.
Week, he's going to come on and say that I'm
no,
vulgar.
No, Dita Von Teese said something about Jennifer Aniston's peaches.
I think you
peaches.
Know who she is.
I really have no idea. I've never heard that name.
There are some peaches that you can twist them a little bit and the seed pops right out.
Yeah.
You know what that peach is called? Freestone.
Right.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Would you have left Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie?
How's he supposed to know if he's never met Jennifer Aniston?
No, this is just an innocent bystander question.
I don't know.
Angelina Jolie, isn't he divorced from her now?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go. Maybe
so
he's
maybe
the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he's the problem.
See, we were about to say the same thing.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Always disagree with
We've
you.
We've got to close but down this shop now.
Think of what all Jennifer Lopez has gone through.
She's 50. That was also on the cover of People.
Was
That's
it?
The other story. Jennifer Lopez at 50.
Oh, my.
What's that supposed to mean? Look at her. She's 50, I guess.
Was she ever married to that big daddy or whatever his name was?
What did she do?
Was she ever married to what was it, Big Daddy?
I don't know. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I have no idea.
The rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not. What's his name? Oh, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You know Dieter Von Cheese, and you don't know this person?
Oh, you know, what, didn't he shoot somebody once? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, who is she, Charlie?
Von Cheese, yeah.
Who is she?
She looks like, I'll get you.
What?
Who is that? Let me see the picture. What's wrong with her?
Nothing's wrong with her.
Well, why can't
she's wonderful.
Why can't you tell us who she is?
She looks a little sneaky to me.
Wait, she looks sneaky?
Is she shifty?
Oh, yeah. No, she's not shifty. She's a burlesque dancer.
I hate you. That's what she looks like.
And she's the one who said, now again, wrap the show up with this quote again.
Oh, my word.
If you have peaches in the refrigerator, don't go to the orchard.
Scott.
Say it again. Go
for it. See, you got him on this. You're talking about women jumping on men on 90210, and all he can think about now is Jennifer Aniston's peaches.
Jennifer Aniston, does she like peaches?
How are we supposed to know that, Scott?
Tell us
Don't try to play it off.
Quick.
You can be the juiciest peach on the tree. You're always going to find someone who doesn't like peaches.
All right. Have a great weekend and enjoy all the peaches you come upon over this weekend. Oh, God. We're done for the day, Charlie. Even in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.